And one other thing, Ed, that Representative Preston talked with me about here are the scary-looking pigs. And I know, I talked with Representative Casperson back in the day before you even came into politics, and we were having the same problems with the DNR dealing harshly, in many people's opinions, with the
boarding ranches.
The gentleman up in Veriga. So what's going on right now?
Well, you know, the folks who managed to survive, we had over 70 of these different operations, and there's, I think, 7 left now in the state. They fought it. The guy up in Veriga, who is the primary breeder of the pigs that are used, his name is Roger, he won in court that his pigs are legal and that guys in around the state can use their pigs. And yet the DNR continues to persecute him and these other ranches. They did an undercover sting where they pretended to be hunters and shot a pig and then took the pig for testing somewhere else. You know, they continually claim that they're doing this through science, and yet then they just use these phenotypical characteristics, the visual characteristics. Oh, they might have pointy ears, but they could be floppy ears, and they could be straight tails, but they might also be curly tails. I mean, it was a whole bunch of nonsense the court said they couldn't do, and they still do it. Now they're claiming they have a genetic test, which is, by any veterinarian that I've talked to, a very spurious, ridiculous, even to presume that this test has a lot of validity. And they show up a couple of days after some of these guys are testifying to go out and look at their pigs and harass them some more. And by visual inspection say, oh, those are illegal pigs, even while they continue to claim that they have a genetic test that they can use. And are maligning me in the press over this whole situation. So it just is a fiasco, and they've spent millions of your dollars and mine on this fiasco of taking away people's state property. It's egregious and immoral as far as I'm concerned.
So what is it that you could do about it? I guess if you could have, Tom would have did it 15 years ago.
Yeah.
What is it that you and Dave are working on with this?
Yeah. Well, first thing Tom tried to do was keep it out of the DNR's hands and leave it with the Department of Agriculture where it belongs. When we failed with that due to Granholm's interference, we tried to make the rules for regulating it through the department, which they were very open to do if we would collect a boatload of money in permit fees. We refused to collect the permit fees, so then they refused to accept the program and worked against the legislation. And they've been in litigation since then. So I would still support a regulatory structure. I mean, we clearly want to make sure the fences are good and that the people who are putting these up can afford to do the job and do a good job and not just turn pigs loose in the countryside. And I think it should be under Department of Agriculture, because if you go to some of these places, you'll see they are just farms and the guys running them are farmers. So it's a frustration to me that the Department of Natural Resources thinks this is any of their business in the first place. It's like what they tell to the guys who are raising farm-raised trout. Well, we control all the trout in the state, and so therefore you have to listen to us, even though they're private property.
So a power trip, pretty much, eh?
I don't think the DNR belongs regulating private property. That's not their business.